The band Found Peace. It's all yours.
Kick ass.
91.5 WMFO in Medford with Found Peace. What was that song called?
Casual Connections. We call it the hooker song.
That's okay. I told you, I got a song, Little Hooker. So we got stuff in common here. So you're Found Peace?
Yes.
And why don't you introduce yourself and the band? Tell them what they're playing, too.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm Matt. I'm on the vocals. And I have Eric Santa, who's playing the bass guitar. And you got Eric Walsh, who's on guitar. And Michael Farrick, who is playing the drums. A little drum solo in that song, too.
Yeah, I think
you got the drummer shine.
You got a mini John Bonham over there.
Oh, yeah. And you got the bottomless first tom and everything.
Great stuff. What are you going to play next?
We have, it's called Sex in 6/8. But it's not about sex at all.
Okay.
And most of the timing for this is like maybe like one part that's actually 6/8, and it changes timings like four times, right? About four times it changes.
Okay.
From 6/8 to 4/4 to over the rainbow.
I can't wait to hear it.
Yeah, it's going to be great.
You going to play it?
We're going to play it.
All right. We'll be right back. So you guys hail from Haverhill, right?
Haverhill, Massachusetts.
Very cool. How do you like it up there?
It's getting better. The scene's getting better for music up there. There's a couple of places that have live bands every weekend.
Nice.
Good scene. Downtown.
What are they called? What places?
Well, we have the Copperhead Saloon, which we are actually playing the 26th of October, a Halloween show. The couple of friends that we have, we met on the over the years. And you have Moonshiners downtown. Right now,
it's
not Argy's. Yeah, I thought Argy's closed. No, Argy's open. Yeah, Argy's does some stuff. Yeah.
When did you guys get together?
2015. We've been playing together. It started with
4 years.
Yeah, it started with Michael and our old member we had, Seth. We're jamming, and then I came in to try out for the bass originally, and then I decided to sing because I thought that was an easy job, and I was mistaken.
I'm a singer too. Yeah. I know what you mean. Like, I'll grab the mic.
I'm just gonna sing. It's gonna be easy. No, you gotta actually interact with the crowd and get going. You gotta be the energy.
I know. It's not as easy as it looks.
It came with over time. It came to natural, and then. Eric was looking to start a project and asked me to sing for it, and then this talked to Michael and Seth at the time and said, why don't we just have him join our group? And it happened, and we had Mark, who played the bass, and then he left. And then we had James, he left, and now we have the talented, amazing Eric Santa.
Well, it's a good lineup. You guys are sounding great.
Oh, thank you. The next one we have is actually called Stray Fate. Michael wrote this. Michael Beck, drummer, wrote about his mom.
Oh, okay.
Who passed a couple years ago.
Oh, I'm sorry, Eric.
Yeah, 2015. Michael.
Michael. Yeah. Sorry, guys. All right. So, yeah, let's get to it.
Let's do it.
It's Found Peace.
Yeah.
Nice. Found Peace on 91.5 WMFO. So, you've been playing out and around lately?
Yes, we have. We recently, actually, on the 30th, we played the Match of Hat stage at the Bank of New Hampshire Pavilion for the Breaking Benjamin Chevelle and 3 Days Grace show. Mm-hmm. That was a good time. That was a good show. That was very fun. We have one coming up in Connecticut on the 11th. So it's going to be a drive, but it's going to be great. We're playing with Crossing Rubicon, Nomad, and there's one more. It slipped. Carry Vice VI. VI. Yeah. That's what town are we going in? Willingford. Yeah, about 2.5 hour drive.
Willingford.
Yeah, Cherry Hill.
I've never even heard of Willingford.
Me either.
Was it Western Mass?
What's Connecticut?
Is it in Connecticut?
It's in Connecticut.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I think they're Yankees, man, so I try to block it out of my mind. Yeah, Cherry Street Station. Yeah, this is going to be a good set. Can't wait.
Sounds nice.
It's going to be awesome.
If I'm near Connecticut, I'll go.
Yeah, you should. It's going to be a good time. The next song, actually, this song is it's our single. We actually have on a couple radio stations and online. It's called Hollow Dreams.
All right.
So it's we have an acoustic version on Spotify as well, in Apple Music and Amazon Music. Right? We got Amazon? Google Music, too. Yeah.
And now MFO, because I ripped your CD into the system.
Nice. Sweet.
Yep.
So now on 91.5 WMFO.
Right. And we're getting the live stuff going today. What do you have next?
So this one is actually Hollow Dreams. This is the single we have out that Eric started prematurely.
Well, we have Found Peace on MFO. Go for it.
Thank you.
Good stuff, guys.
It's always fun to play.
Right on.
My voice got a little graspy there. Kind of sounded like Adam from 3D's Grace in my headphones. I'm like, sweet. Never sang it like that before.
It sounded nice. So what's next?
This song up next it's called You Know. It's actually another one that Michael wrote about his wife, who he loves very much. And he actually just had a baby.
So do you... congratulations.
Yeah, baby boy, Koopa.
So do all of you take part in the songwriting?
Yeah, Eric Walsh wrote the last one, and I helped him. We wrote that one together. I was out, with the chorus. But he actually had the idea, and he molded it into what he wanted, and we sat down with me, and we wrote it together.
Mm-hmm.
This one's written by Michael, about his wife, and he wrote Stray. I wrote the lyrics to Sex and 6-8, and the old bassist, Mark, wrote the hooker song.
Gotcha.
We all work together.
Sounds good, man. You know what? I just got sidetracked here. We were talking about Kim Deal. Someone thought Kim Deal died, but no, it was Kim Shatuck, lead singer of the Muffs, and I think she was playing bass with the Pixies for a little while.
Years, yeah. So yeah. Michael thought he saw Kim and Pixies. He's like, oh no! And
yeah, Kim Shatuck, rest in peace.
Yes, rest in peace.
Sorry to sidetrack you there. What's next?
Next is You Know.
And what do you got to say about You Know?
It's a great song. It's got a little bit, I call it the spandex song. It's had a little bit of an 80s riff in the beginning. It's great. I like it. And it's about Michael's fiance. He wrote for her wife now. But at the time, she was the fiance, I believe, at the time when he wrote it. Yeah, so his wife. Sorry. She's going to hit me for that later. Married for 2 years, and I can scold you.
Well, I can't wait to hear it. It's Found Peace on WMFO, and hit it.
Yeah!
91.5 WMFO in Medford, and we have found peace here, jamming along. And anyone you want to give shout-outs to? I say Ryan Bradley. Thanks for finding these guys.
Yes. Thank you, Ryan.
Can you give a shout-out to Ryan Reynolds for
me? And Ryan Reynolds, thanks for all the movies in Deadpool. So that was from Eric Walsh. Shout-out, you know, just to all the people listening, all our fans that will come out and support, everyone who supports local music, and all the venues and the owners who have the shows and put them out and have everything put together for the local bands to do what they love.
Mm-hmm.
And all the parents. And a shout-out to Bubba Dad, Jim Ferrick, Michael's dad, who put up with all the noise over the years and actually bought Michael his first drum set to make the drummer he is today. So he's actually sitting right over there. Thanks, Jim. I might as well. A shout-out to Amanda Beveridge. She's our PR person slash band friend.
Hi, Amanda.
How many
more songs you got?
Yeah, one more. This one's called Time.
Okay, well, plug everything you can right now.
I mean,
yeah, you know, I know you've already plugged them, but if you can do it quick.
Yeah, do it again. So, all right, so we have Facebook, Found Peace, Facebook. We have merch store online. We have an Instagram, foundpeace.com for the website. And we have a show on the 11th in Connecticut. We have the Halloween show at the Copperhead Saloon in Haverhill. And we have a show on December 6th down in Rhode Island for a charity.
Fantastic. Well, you guys are sounding great.
Thank you.
What's the last song you're going to do?
It's called Time. This is the one that I wrote.
All right. Save the best for last?
Oh, of course.
Fantastic, guys.
Thank you, thank you.
Found Peace, 91.5 WMFO in Medford. That was awesome.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having us on.
No problem. Yeah, we'll do it again in 6 months if you want.
Absolutely.
Just get in touch with me because I'll forget.
Yeah, absolutely.
But 6 months, yep. Yeah, great stuff. And now I think I got to do a little Muffs tribute, huh?
Yeah, I think you should.
For Kim Shatuk.
Rest in peace.
I'm not privy with the names of their songs, but we'll do a block of them anyways. I just picked a few that sound good to me.
Yeah.
The titles.
A little block tribute for her.
Sure. And then maybe even NoFX. I guess you played with them, too.
She did.
Yeah. I don't know if I like NoFX, but I will play a short song by them afterwards. And then I got to play New York Dolls, Aerosmith, and Blue Oyster Cult, who, what's your name, sir?
Jim.
Who Jim saw. Jim's the drummer's father. But, yeah, there was a concert he saw way back that New York Dolls opened for Aerosmith. Was that the way it was, or did Aerosmith open for...
Blue Oyster Cult, New York Dolls, and Aerosmith.
Blue Oyster Cult, New York Dolls, and then Aerosmith. So we'll play all three of them later on. But first, the Muffs. This one's I'm Confused. Yes, just like me, confused. M-F-O.
And I do wait a time.
absolute chaos, and I love it. 91.5 WMFO in Medford with the Muffs, and I just wanted to say that the band is unloading, and if you have any questions for them, the number is 855-915-9636. I know somebody was trying to call while they were playing. I don't know if it was for them or whatever, but call back. I'll answer. And here's some more Muffs. Another Ugly Face on MFO. Just told leader of the Muffs there is her name was pronounced Kim Shattuck, and here's some more. Rest in peace, Kim. Red Eye Troll.
What you wanted.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The Moths, Kim Shattuck. Rest in peace. Yeah, we played I'm Confused, Another Ugly Face, Red Eyed Troll. And yeah, they said she died from complications of ALS. Which I'm not even sure. What's ALS? Lou Gehrig's?
Yeah.
Hmm. It's a shame. 56. Too young. Well, yeah, she also had a recent collaboration for charity with Palmyra and Del Ran. Palmyra Del Ran. Called the Coolies. So I'm going to play that band after this song that she was featured with, No FX. It's called Lori Myers on MFO.
Start her own band.
Yeah.
Lester Grinspoon, Associate Professor Emeritus of Psychiatry at the Harvard Medical School. Back in 1966, concerned that so many young people were harming themselves through the use of marijuana, I began to review the medical and scientific literature to help clarify the nature of this harmfulness. Much to my surprise, I discovered that it was a substance remarkably free of toxicity. In fact, it is far safer than any pharmaceutical or recreational drug. There is no record of a single overdose death from its recreational or medicinal use. Marijuana is one of the most studied substances. I believe that it is high time that this country reconsider its stance on cannabis.
Them legalize marijuana.